Today's Shi'ez Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mechabes Haner, somebody extinguishes a lamp on Shabbos. Neshu Mishyorim and Anachrim. He's concerned about Nachrim or Listim, people who may come to attack him. And therefore he doesn't want that he should be noticed. And the way he hopes to avoid being noticed is because he will shut the light. And the Sefer, the Chodesh Aviv, explains that what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? As we're going to learn in the Gemara immediately, everything is mutter because of Pikuach Nefesh. So obviously, this person considers it a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, so he's allowed to do what he needs to do. So answer the Sefer Chodesh Aviv. The Mishnah is telling us, B'pnei Shehu, he thinks he's in trouble. It doesn't mean that he's really in trouble. It doesn't mean that another person in this situation would think that they're in danger. It's enough shahu that he, the person that we're discussing, is concerned. That's enough for it to be concerned, a situation of pikuach nefesh. Or mamnei ruach ra, the person is in a depression and the light being on in the room when he sleeps bothers him. Or mamnei ruach ra, mamnei chayil shiishin, or there's a sick person that needs to sleep, and that's why he shuts the light. In all these situations, he's potter. K'chos alaner. But if he shuts the fire, he extinguishes the flame, because he wants to spare the oil that's burning. K'chos alaner, he wants to save the wick. K'chos al shemen, he wants to save the oil. K'chos al psila, ner is the lamp. Shemen is the oil. Psila is the wick. In all these cases, just to do something because he wants to save the different articles, he's chayiv. And the Gra makes a diuk. The Gra says, why does the Mishnah use the word kichos? So says the Gra, people sometimes think that they are in control, and I'm going to do this to be able to save this. So teaches us the Mishnah kichos. It's only with a kaf adimyon. You think that you're accomplishing something, but you're really not accomplishing anything. Everything is really only accomplished by the Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Yossi Paita B'Kulam. Rabbi Yossi says all the examples of our Mishnah, he's not chayv for mechaba, he's not chayv for extinguishing on Shabbos, the malacha of kibuy, chutz min psila, except the situation of the wick, because the melacha in the Mishkan of Kibui was to extinguish the fire in order to make a coal. And all the cases that you're extinguishing, you're not really making a coal, and therefore you're not considered that you did the melacha's Kibui, the melacha's Kibui deraisa. The Gemara, briefly now, will speak about an issue which is an important halachic issue as we learn Masechta Shabbos. And that is the concept of Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa, a concept that comes up often enough. The Machlokes throughout Masechta Shabbos is what is the halacha of a Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Melacha Sheina Tzricha, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv for Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa, and Reb Shimon holds your potter for him, Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. There's a fundamental machlokes Rishonim, how to define a Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. Rashi explains a Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa is a Melacha that's not done for constructive purpose. It's a Melacha that's only done in a reactionary situation. Let's use Kibui. Kibui, somebody who's extinguishing the light in our Mishnah, he's extinguishing the light because he can't have the light on for the various reasons we're going to discuss. So he's only reacting to a situation where the light is disturbing him. So that's not considered a constructive purpose, and therefore it's considered Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. Tosfos has a little different understanding of Melacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. He says, to be considered a Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa, is it has to be a melacha that I'm accomplishing something with it. Like I mentioned briefly a moment ago when we spoke about the extinguishing of a fire to make a coal. So I have a constructive purpose. I want to make a kol. But if I'm not doing it with that purpose, if the purpose of what I'm doing is not to create something, it's just only here to avoid a problem, that is that, but not to create something constructive, that isn't considered, that's considered melach shenet zrichel gufa. Says the Gemara, midik tani seif v'chayiv, when we learned that our Mishnah points out the Gemara, that if somebody extinguished the flame because he was concerned about the oil, the lamp, that he would be chayiv, shma mina, it seems clear that the opinion of our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda hi. Because otherwise, it should be potter, it's a melacha shenet zricha legufa. So now delves the Gemara deeper. So what is the situation of the Reisha of our Mishnah? The Maya Sikna. What is the situation of the Reisha? Iba chayil sheyesh beisakana. If we're referring to a person who's a chayil sheyesh beisakana, mutter ribayle. The Mishnah didn't said in that case, potter. Potter particularly, we go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta. When we learned that shir, we said that whenever Masechta we say the word potter, it means pot avalosar. It's not really something you should chatchila do. But if we're referring to a situation of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, it's mutter. It's totally permitted. And we're going to discuss not just permitted, it's something that you should do. So the Mishnah should have said mutter mi boilei. If, on the other hand, we're speaking about a choylish she'ein by sakana, chayiv chatas mi boilei, then you have no right to extinguish the fire, certainly according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that extinguishing a fire, even though it's a melacha she'enet zricha legufa, is a melacha deraisa, you have no right to be mechal Shabbos with a melacha she'enet zricha legufa if the person who's in question is a choylish she'ein by sakana. Answers the Gemara lo'ayla b'cholim she'esh by sakana. Our Mishnah is referring to Chayil Shesh Besakana. If that's the case, says the Mishnah, Ubedinhu delisni mutter. Indeed, it should have said mutter. V'aydid boy lemisni sefer. Just because in the sefer it says chayiv, because that's the example of a situation which is a real melachas kibui deraisa, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're certainly chayiv chatas if you did it b'shagig. That's why Tanadam b'reisha, the corresponding word potter. But the correct word that it should have said was indeed mutter. V'hadatani rabbeishia im b'shvel achayil sheyishan lo yichaba, and says the brayso. We learned in a, says the gemara. We learned in a brayso from rabbeishia. If you extinguish the fire because the chayla should be able to sleep, lo yichaba, you shouldn't do it. V'mkaba, and if you did it, potter aval osor hahi b'chayil sheim b'sakana. It's talking about chayil sheim b'sakana. Reb Shimon, he, and it's following the opinion of Reb Shimon. Because even Reb Shimon will agree that by chayla, shein by sakana, even though it's a melacha shein etzrich legufa, Reb Shimon will agree, says the Rosh Yosef, by the melacha of kibui, since somebody who sees you doing the melacha of kibui won't recognize that this is a situation of melacha shein etzrich legufa, And since it's a melacha shein etzrich legufa, it's only osam midrabanan. And therefore, since it's only osam midrabanan, normally even by chayla she'en by sakana, this is all from the Rosh Yosef, normally by chayla she'en by sakana, we are lenient with something which is an issa midrabanan. But here, the act is an act that's a deraisa. Kibui is a melacha deraisa. The only reason it's considered a derabanan is because of a technicality that it's a melacha shenet zricha legufa. Says the Rosh Yosef, then therefore this derabanan of kibui, that's a melacha shenet zricha legufa, is different than all other derabanans. All other derabanans were lenient by chayla she'en by sakana. But kibui, which is a melacha shenet zricha legufa, were not lenient for chayla she'en bo sakana. Of course, there's a big discussion here. Here we're saying that for chayla she'yesh bo sakana, we're allowed to do whatever we need to do. So there's a Ralbag. The Ralbag asks a question. Why, if the chayla is a chayla she'yesh bo sakana, does the Gemara seem to say that we could just violate the malacha deraisa of mechaba and extinguish the candle, why don't we just remove the lamp from the room? And removing the lamp from the room is only an issa derabanan, because it just involves moving something which is muksa. So the Rabag takes a very interesting approach. He says only isurim that are in direct conflict to the chayla's well-being may be done on Shabbos. The light is what's disturbing the sick person's sleep, and therefore extinguishing the light is permitted. But handling muksa is only an indirect help, and therefore he says it's better a chiddush. It's better to extinguish the light, which is a malacha deraisa, than to move the lamp, which is only the rabbanon of moving muksa. The Mishnah Lamelech strongly disagrees with the Rabag. He's saying that certainly we cannot approve to be over the deraisa when we could just be over a rabbanon. So he explains that we're referring here to a situation where the chayil is desperate for the light to go be extinguished, and he can't wait until they take the lamp out of the room. But if he could wait till we take the lamp out of the room, then we should not just extinguish the fire. It's better to remove it. And that's the opinion of the Rambam as well. The Rambam holds that even when you're dealing with a chayil sheyesh b'sakana, we should try to do the smallest issa melacha as possible. The Ra'ah, however, takes the approach, and this is very much included in today's shir, that whenever we're dealing with a situation of a chayil sheyesh b'sakana, says the Ra'ah, we don't ask questions. We immediately do what has to be done and don't start judging what is a bigger aveira, what is a smaller aveira. Says the Gemara, Shol Shailazu Mirav Tanchin de Menoi. They asked the following question from Tanchin de Menoi. Ma lechbeis betzina de nura mikama beisha b'shapsa. Are you allowed to extinguish the candle in front of a sick person on Shabbos? So some, in fact, want to suggest that why was the question posed this way? And why was the need for the question, as we're going to discuss? Isn't it known, as we've been saying, that for Chayil Sheyesh B'Sakana, we do whatever we're allowed to do? So I saw that the Sefer Iyun Yaakov wants to explain that that's part of what was asked of Rav Tanchum. We just had a discussion that if Rachman Slan does a Chayil, we start making decisions what could be done, what should not be done, and what's better to do, what's not better to do. And that was all included in the question that was asked to Rav Tamchem. So Pasach v'Omar. So Rav Tamchem, in order to answer this question, began with an agarta, quite a long agarta. And the Gra makes, so Rashi seems to learn that that was their minig, that in order to get people interested in their drasha, so they wanted to make the drasha interesting. So they first said a dvar agadata, which is interesting, will get the people's attention. And once they're able to get the people's attention, that's when they can get to the halacha and still hold on to their attention. That's how Rashi seems to learn. Particularly, says Din Yaakov, since Reb Tanchum wasn't addressing a specific question that came up, he was speaking more in a theoretical fashion. So that's why he needed to get the people's attention. He wasn't addressing a specific question that they needed an immediate answer to. That's Rashi in Yaakov's approach. But there's an explanation given from the Gra, because the Gra particularly focuses on the fact that not only did Reb Tanchum begin this with an agarata, but as we're going to learn, quite a lengthy agarata. Why did he do this? So he says, the Yerushalmi, Masechta Yuma, Perek Ches Halacha Hey, says, Shanishal ben Yenei B'Kuach Nefesh, that the Rav who gets questions about Kuach Nefesh, who Maguna. It's terrible, because there's a complaint against this rabbi. You should have taught the people in your community how important pikuach nefesh is, that they should never come to ask such a question. Rav Tamchem saw here, says the Gra, that people were coming to ask him a question about pikuach nefesh. That means he understood that he didn't do his job properly. He had not taught his community the halachas of pikuach nefesh. And therefore he felt that it's now his job to make sure that every member of his community will know for the future what pikuach nefesh means. And therefore he said it in a drasha that will get everybody's attention. And once he's able to get everybody's attention, then he'll be able to make this point. Pasach v'ama ant Shloim HaMelech. Shloim HaMelech, on chachmascha, where is your wisdom? On tzuchnascha, where is your understanding? And wisdom and understanding are not the same. Wisdom is what you learned from your rabbis, and understanding tzuchnascha is what you understand by yourself. Not only is what you say contradictory to what your father David said, your words are self-contradictory. People who are no longer here are not that significant. At Amarta, and you say in Kehelis, v'shameach ani es ha-mesim shkvar mesu, I praise those people who are no longer here. V'ayit chazart v'amarta, and furthermore, you're the one that said, kilakalav chai hu toiv mena aryeh ha-mes. A dead dog is better than a lion. So which is a mushal to people. And he's saying, as long as a person is alive, he's better than someone who's not alive. How do we reconcile these pasukim? Said Tanchum Lakasha. Hard to come with David. What David HaMelech said, Loi HaMesim Yahalu Ka, Hachi Kamer. What David HaMelech meant to say was, La'olam Yasek Adam B'Tayra Mitzvahs Kodim Shiyamas. A person should spend time while he's alive learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. Shkivin Shemes. Once a person leaves the world, Batal Men HaTayra Men HaMitzvahs. He's no longer able to do Torah Mitzvahs. Ve'en La'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shvach Boy. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really have that much out of him. Ve'hanen Damer Rabbi Yosef. That's Vanam Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan teaches us. The pasuk says, "Until a ma'idik siv b'meisim chavshi, the kivin shemeis adam." Once a person passes away, nafsa chavshi min atayim min mitzvahs, he's no longer able to do Torah mitzvahs. So I saw from Rav Dushinsky, he says that there are people that after they pass away, their children come to shul every day and say kaddish for them. Their children give tzedakah for them. Their children have Torah learned in their memory. Says Rav Dushinsky, this is all fine and well. But when do those Torah mitzvahs have the ability to help the person who's not anymore in this world? That's a person who, when he was in the world, he learned Torah. When he was in the world, he did mitzvahs. So then when he leaves the world, that schus remains. Says the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. La'olam yasek adam b'tayra b'mitzvahs. While you are alive, spend your life learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. So then when you will no longer be here, it'll still be considered a schus when it's done on your behalf. With the Kama, Shloima, continues Rav Tamchem. What Shloima Melech said, v'shabeich ani es ha-mesim shekvar mesu, what does that mean? Shekishchot yisob b'midba, abim mashal afnei kadosh baruch hu v'amakam when Klai Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu davened on their behalf. K'shomer v'leinena, and he wasn't responded to in his own schus. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zechol Avram l'Yitzchok Yisrael avadecha, he mentioned the schus of us who no longer here, miyad nena. In the schus of the others, he was immediately answered. So we do see the tremendous koyach that the people who no longer have can be mashpia even when they're no longer here. Dover acher, minhag shloilem, said Reb Tamchem. Melech bas v'dam shigoyz gzeira. Sofik mekayim esoy, sofik ein mekayim esoy. We don't know if what he said will be people will fulfill. But once he's no longer here, and then nobody's scared of him anymore, certainly Eimekaimen Isai. Vilu Moshe Rabbeinu, Gozo Kamek Zeris, The Tikkun Kama Takanos. Moshe Rabbeinu made many gzeiros and takanos, and Rashi gives the example that Moshe Rabbeinu made the Gemara Masechta Megillah and the Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Beis says that Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana lam Yisrael she yishoylim v'dorsh v'nyonah shal yoyim hilchas pesach b'pesach hilchas atzeres b'atzeres, that every yontif we should learn the halachas of those yontif. Others say that doesn't mean the takanas that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted. It means the entire Torah, because who gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu no longer is here, the kayemes heim la'olam o la'olamem emamim. The layofa m'shloima sodifad isn't shloima v'shabeich anis ha'meisim, when Shloima Melech says v'shabeich anis ha'meisim, so powerful. Dover Acher, continues Reb Tanchem, v'shabeich anis ha'meisim, how do we understand v'shabeich anis ha'meisim? K'Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Dover Yehuda Merav, my diksiv. Dover HaMelech says in Tehillim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that David HaMelech had married Bathsheba, and there were people who were claiming that Bathsheba at that point was still married to Uriah Achita. And people were speaking about him that he did an Aveira with an Eishes Ish. But of course, we know that the Pasuk teaches us that David HaMelech, whoever claims that David HaMelech did an Aveira in Elatoy is only making an error. So David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mechali Elayis Oven. I want to know that you forgive me for that Aveira. Amalai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Mecholach, I'm telling you, you're forgiven. Amalai, so David HaMelech tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me a sign while I am still alive that you were moicha me for that aveir. Because David HaMelech, as we just learned, says the Marshah, was embarrassed in front of all those people who said that he was a bal aveira. Amalai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech, b'chayecha eni meidia, I can't do it while you're still alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do things like this while the person is alive. However, he makes a commitment. When your son Shlomo, in your lifetime of your son Shlomo, I will let the world know. Says the Gemara, when Shlomo Melech built the base of Migdash, Bikish Lahaknas Oren lebeis Kotchei Kotchim. He wanted to bring the Oren into Kotchei Kotchim. V'dofku Shorim b'zeh b'zeh. And the gates of the doors of the Kotchei Kotchim were stuck and did not let the Oren in. As the Rashi explains, the Oren was exactly 10 Amos, and the door was exactly 10 Amos. So there was no way you could fit it in, especially when you needed people on the side. So Shlomo said 24 tefillos. Some say it's the 24 brachas that Shlomo HaMelech said. Others say Shlomo HaMelech said the first 24 prokim of Tehillim. V'loy nena. And still the doors aren't budging. Pasuk v'amasusham reshechem v'nosu pischei olam v'yovay melech ha-kovid. Ra'at the besrei l'mivalei. They wanted to swallow him up because they thought that he meant for his own covid, that he's the melech ha-kovid. Amr loy, mizeh melech ha-kovid. Are you calling yourself the melech ha-kovid? Amalai, chas v'shalom, I don't mean myself. I mean Hashem, Izuz v'gibor. And the doors still don't open. Chaza m'sushar m'sheichem, usu pischei oylam, v'yava melech ha-kavoid, mizu melech ha-kavoid, Hashem tzavaku yishu melech ha-kavoid, tzela, still v'loy nena, still not answered. Kivin sh'amar, but when Shlomo HaMelech says, Hashem alakim, atoshe p'nei m'shichecha, don't turn me away. Remember the chesed that my father David did. Miyad nena. At that moment, Shlomo HaMelech was answered. At that point, says the Gemara, the faces of David's enemies became dark like the bottom of a pot. Kishuli kedera. At that point, they realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Michael Klai Yisrael for that Aveira. So, isn't it powerful and correct what Shlomo HaMelech says, V'shabeach nias amesim shekva mesu. Shlomo HaMelech's statement that the people who are no longer here, we see their greatness after no longer here. Here we were able to see the greatness of David HaMelech. So I saw that the Sefer Sichas Chassidim explains that's pshat that we say every Friday night in the Perek of Eishes Chayil, Noida B'Sha'orim Bala. Here, as we discussed earlier in the Shia, there was a question, was Bathsheba really supposed to be David HaMelech's wife or not? And if you believe that she was supposed to be David HaMelech's wife, then David HaMelech obviously didn't do anything wrong. So what we announce every Friday night is Noida B'Sha'orim Bala. Through the Sha'orim, through the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, Noida, it becomes known to the whole world that Bala, that David and Bathsheba were supposed to be husband and wife. And I saw that this is why the Satmar Rebbe says we say this capital of L'David Mizmer, Rosh Hashanah at night, Yom Kippur at night after Kol Nidrei. But because what we're saying is that a person that just like David HaMelech, as I said earlier, Kol Ayim David HaMelech Chata, whoever says David HaMelech did an Aveira Eina Elatoya, he's making a mistake. So why did this happen? Ela Lahoyris Tshuva Barabim. It's here to teach us the power of Tshuva. So that's why on Rosh Hashanah in the evening, Yom Kippur in the evening, we say this parak of L'David Mizmer to show the power of tshuva that we could do during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Tzeres Yimei Tshuva, and like that have, all of us should have a Mechilas Avinus. V'hayne d'ksiv, says the Gemara, B'yayim HaShmini, on the eighth day, Shilach es Om, after the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech sends them all home. V'yivorchus HaMelech, v'yelchu la'aleihem, smeichem v'toyvei leiv. Akol ha'toyv she'asa Hashem v'dovid avdei l'Yisrael amai. So the Gemara explains the pasuk. V'yelchu la'aleihem, what's pshat v'yelchu la'aleihem? Tzimatzun ha'shesayim b'taru. They came home and they were able to have relations with their wives. Smeichem, as they spent the time in the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to feel the Shechinah. All of the wives got pregnant after they came home. The Yolda Zachar, and they had baby boys. That Hashem was meichel him for that Aveira. That he was meichel the Aveira of Yom Kippur. Because what happened was that year, Shlomo HaMelech had told them that they don't have to fast on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur came out during the days of the Simcha of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. And the people were concerned, yes, it's a mitzvah to have the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash, but can they be sure that they ate with the proper kavana, that they had the Simcha with the proper Simcha? And they thought that they did therefore a terrible aveira of eating Yom Kippur. And they were told that there was no aveira involved. Says the Gemara further, the Kama Shlomo, the pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech says, Kil kelef hu chai, kil kelef hu chai hu toiv, man arye hames, what does that mean? Ked Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Madik Siv, the pasuk says in Tillim that David HaMelech asks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoy di'eni Hashem kitzi, Umidas Yomai Mahi Edor Machodlanai. I want to know what is my lifespan. Omadavul Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hodieinu Kitzi. Tell me what's going to happen. Omloi, when? What will be? How long will I live? Omloi, to which Hakadosh Baruch Hu responds, Gzeiri Hi Milfonai Sheimedin Kitzi Shel Basav Adam. We don't tell a person when he will pass away. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from Rav Nasha Kleinzitzal, based on this Gemara, in the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachis, Chelik Tes, Simen Reish Yud Nun Ches, that there's a person who's unfortunately terminally ill, and the doctor wants to tell him that unfortunately you're not going to make it. So Rav Nasha Klein, using this Gemara, says you're not allowed to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's a Gzeiri Hi Milfonai, that you don't tell a person that he's not going to live. Umidas Yomi Mahidi, Gzeri Mufana Shemi Midi Midas Yadav Shalodam. I don't tell a person how long he's going to live. At least tell me which day of the week I'm going to pass. So he told him, B'Shabbos, Thomas. You're going to pass away in Shabbos. So David HaMelech asks, Amad Be'echa B'Shabbos. Please make that it should be Sunday. If I'll pass away on Shabbos, there'll be Chil Shabbos. There won't be able to be a proper Levaya. Amaloi, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kviya Malcha Shlomo Bincha. Once that Shabbos comes, it's going to be ready the time that Shlomo, your son, is supposed to be the king. Ve'ei Malchus Nagas B'chavarta Afil K'maloi Nima. When he's supposed to be king, you can't be king anymore. So David HaMelech says, you know what? I'm willing to give up a day. Amis Be'erev Shabbos. I'll pass away Friday. Amalei Kitoiv Yoim B'chatzerecha. Me elef. Toiv li yom echad shata yoshev voice of Torah. One day of your sitting and learning Torah, me elef oilos shasat Shlomo bin Chalhakril for nechal gabim mizbeach. They're more valuable to me than thousands of kabbonis that Shlomo your son will bring. And every day that you're in the world has special value to me. So I saw a powerful story. The Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua from Belz, was once in Vienna for Shabbos, and he was staying in a hotel, and he heard from a side room in a hotel that there was the beautiful sound of somebody learning Torah. And he walked into the room to see who was this learning Torah, and he saw an officer of the Austrian army in his uniform sitting and learning. And he asked him, what's your story? So he said, I was drafted to the army, and I was immediately made an assistant to a very high-ranking officer in the army. And I made a deal with my boss. I will serve you loyally, but I'm a Jew, I'm a Shomer Shabbos, and I'll work for you with tremendous loyalty and devotion all week on the condition that you let me do Shabbos, be a Shomer Shabbos, and learn Shabbos and daven Shabbos. And he agreed. And that's what I do every Shabbos. So he says, so the Belzer Rebbe said, because of you, Mashiach doesn't come. So the soldier looked at the Rebbe. He says, I'm holding up Mashiach? He says, yes. He says, that's what this Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, your one day of learning is more valuable to me than all of what Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring and build the Beis HaMikdash. He says, said the Rebbe to this person, your day of learning is so super valuable to me that the way you live your life with this Kiddush Hashem, that maybe such a Kiddush Hashem won't exist when Mashiach comes, and that's why maybe Mashiach isn't coming. Says the Gemara, Kol Yom B'Shabbos. So every Shabbos, what David HaMelech would do is have a Yosef Agaris Kol Yom. He would sit and learn the whole day. He would sit and learn the whole day because the Malach HaMavis can't have power over a person while he's learning Torah. The day that he was supposed to pass away, the Malach HaMavis is trying to prevail over David HaMelech, and he can't because he's sitting and learning. So the Malach HaMavis doesn't know what to do. So there was a orchard behind the home of David HaMelech. He went up and shook the tree. And David HaMelech went up to see what's going on. So Mefarshim asked, how did David HaMelech get up to look what's going on? Didn't he know he's getting up will cause him possibly to die? So the Sfas Emes said that David HaMelech wasn't trying to chase away the Malach HaMavis. If the Malach HaMavis is supposed to take you, he's supposed to take you. But what David HaMelech was trying to do was, how is this person supposed to leave the world? Says the Sfas Emes. The way a person is supposed to leave the world is through Divrei Torah. So he knew if he's going to leave the world, he wants to leave the world with Divrei Torah. But now, when he heard the tree shaking, he thought that somebody's climbing up a tree on Shabbos, which is Aser to climb up a tree on Shabbos. So he wanted to stop the person from doing that Aveira. Have a salt batarga. So as David HaMelech is climbing up the stairs, if Chestarga, Bitusei, one of the stairs below him caved in, ishtik v'nach nafshei. And that's how David HaMelech was nifter. And that's why I saw that the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explains that David HaMelech spent the Sudim of Mlava Malka. Everybody knows it's called Sudas of the David Malka Mashiach. Why is Sudas Mlava Malka connected to David HaMelech? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explained, because David HaMelech, every Matzah Shabbos, when he survived that Shabbos, he would make a Suda, that Baruch Hashem, one more Shabbos passed, and I'm still alive. So that's why the Suda Mlava Malka became called Suda David HaMelech. Another pshat, similar pshat, is that David HaMelech, on Matzah Shabbos, would, the whole Shabbos he sat and learned. So since he learned the whole Shabbos, he didn't have time to eat. Only Matzah Shabbos did he sit down to eat, and that's why it's called Sudas of the David HaMelech. But I saw a different pshat from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, it's difficult to say that David HaMelech never ate on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, we're learning our Masechta, that you have to eat on Shabbos. So of course David HaMelech ate on Shabbos. But as much as David HaMelech ate every Shabbos, that is not considered a contradiction that the Malach HaMavis could say, oh, now he's not learning, I could take him. Because when a person eats on Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos, when a person sleeps on Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos, said the Chafetz Chaim, that's called doing a mitzvah. That's equal to learning. And then for the Malach HaMavis, can't take him. So says the Gemara, at that point, Shalach Shleim Lebei Midrasha, Shleim Lebei Midrasha, Shleim HaMelech sent the following shaylas to the yeshiva. Abba Meisu Mutl B'chama, my father passed away, and he's laying in the sun. And the halacha is that a mace is muksa, and you're not allowed to move him. And then there's another question. The klavim shabes abba re'evim, the dogs in my father's home are hungry. Ma'asa, what am I allowed to do? Sholcholoi, so they responded to him. Chatoich nevela v'nachlef ne'klavim, you could take a nevela and cut it off for dogs, because since the klavim, we have the obligation, we had this concept earlier in our Masechta, that we have the obligation to feed the dogs. So since we have the obligation to feed the dogs, the food, the nevela is not considered muksa, because I need to give it to the dogs to take for them to have what to eat. Bavicha, and your father who's muksa, you're right, you can't move him. Hanach lav kikar tinuk, put on top of your father a piece of bread or a child, and like that you'll be able to tautle, like that you'll be able to move him. The Mefarshim asks that the halacha is that you're allowed to move a dead person because of his clothing. His clothing are not muksa. So the Magen Avraham wants to say that the clothing of a dead person, of a king, can't be used by other people. The problem with that pshat is that another regular person can't use the clothing, but another king may. So Shlomo HaMelech could wear those kings. So maybe Shlomo HaMelech could wear the clothing and they're not muksa. So they want to answer that Shlomo HaMelech and David HaMelech weren't the same size, and therefore Shlomo HaMelech was the only person who was a king, but he can never wear those clothing. Continues the Gemara. Now, after this long speech, gets Reb Tamchum back to the beginning, that they asked him a question about a person who's sick on Shabbos. So he says, Ner kruya ner, a candle is called a candle, v'neshmasa shal adam kruya ner. Mutach tich b'ner shabbos av adam, ney ner shal kadosh baruch hu. In words, we're allowed to extinguish a regular candle that a human being should be able to survive. Of course, the real reason is because of a chai behem, explained the Gemara Masechta Yuma, of a chai behem v'lo shamas behem, but he wanted to say it in a way that everybody could understand it. Amar Yehuda b'rei de Rav, Shmuel b'ashelos m'shmei de Rav, Dikshu ha'chom l'gnei sefer kehelos. The chachom wanted to put away sefer kehelos. Nei shetavarav soysim zeh zeh. It's self-contradictory. Says the Gemara, "Mnei Malag and Zuah." So why did they not do so? Says the Gemara, "Mnei Shetchilasa Divrei Torah V'Sofa Divrei Torah." The beginning and the end of the Sefer are real Divrei Torah. Where what does that mean? Tchilasa Divrei Torah D'Ksiv My Yisrael La'Oda B'Chol Amolai Shi'amul Tachas Hashemesh. What does a person have from all of his hard work in this world? V'Amid Debei Reb Yanai Tachas Hashemesh Huda Enlay. What you do under the sun doesn't have much value. Kaidim Shemesh, but the Torah, which is here before the world was created, for that there is much value to spend our lives with. Sefer Divrei Torah, and the end of Kehelas is Divrei Torah, the Ksiv, because it says at the end of Sefer Kehelas, Seif Tava Kol Nishma, Eser Elkim Yirah, Vetz Mitzvahis of Shmar, Zeh Kol Adam. Ask the Gemara, what's Pshat Maki Zeh Kol Adam? Amar Belezer, Kol Olam Kula Loi Niver El Bishvil Zeh. The entire world was only created for a person who's a Yerushmayim and does the mitzvahs. Rav Abba Bakahana Omar, Shokazek Kenegat Kol Olam Kulay. The person who's a Yerushmayim and does mitzvahs is equal to the entire world. Shim ben Azai Omar, Ramalei Shim ben Zayma Omar, Loi Niver Kol Olam Kulay Latzavos Lazeh. The person who learns Torah, the entire world is made just to accompany him. So as the Mefarshim explain, under normal circumstances, if you have stiris, if you have these contradictions, maybe just put away the book. But here, because this book represents Divrei Torah, we can never put away something that speaks about Torah. So instead of putting away the book, we have to try to understand the book. The Maral explains what are these three last comparison in the Gemara represent. So he says, when somebody is a Yerushalayim and keeps mitzvahs, the Chazal are telling us, he's the world person from whom the world was created. Then that person is different. Shokel zeh keneged kol olam kulay. He's a different type of person than everybody else in the world. And then he achieves what the world was created for. Says the Gemara, so we said there were self-contradictory words in there. Ask the Gemara, Umay Dvarav Soisrim Zeze, what are the contradictory words in the Kehelas? Ksiv Toiv Kas Meschoik. It says, anger is better than laughter. And then on the other hand, it says, Ksiv Leschoik Amartam Ahoylu. It says, laughter, I said, is great, praiseworthy. Ksiv, it says, V'shabachti Anisa Simcha. I praise Simcha. Ksiv Leschimcha Ma'azoysa. What's the purpose of Simcha? Says the Gemara, they can be reconciled. Loi Kasha. Toiv Kas Meschoik. Toiv kasha kodesh baruch hu al tzadikim ba'olam hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes brings tzaris on tzadikim in this world. B'schoik shemesachi kodesh baruch hu al rishoyim ba'olam hazeh. Then the good that the rishoyim have in this world. Why? As we explained many times, like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the rishoyim whatever schar they get in this world. And then they'll have punishment in the real world, in the olam ha'emes. But tzaddikim just the opposite. But the schoik, the laughter that tzaddikim will experience in olam haba, that is true enjoyment. The shabbat is a simcha, simcha shemitzvah. A simcha shemitzvah, when somebody sits and learns a piece of gemara, that is real simcha. The simcha maza oisa is a simcha she'ena mitzvah. Wasting your time, simcha, is meaningless. L'lamdecha. And what do we learn from here, says the Gemara? She'en shechina shoyra, lo mitoich atzvus, lo mitoich atzlus, lo mitoich schoik, lo mitoich kals roish, not through being lightheaded, lo mitoich sicha, just speaking foolish words, lo mitoich dvarim b'telim, el mitoich dvar simcha shamitzvah, shenem v'atek chuli menagin, v'hoya k'menagin ha-menagin, v'ti alav ruach Hashem. The Meiri explains that atzvus is what prevents a person from succeeding in learning, and simcha is what helps him in grow in learning. And the Ksav Sofer explains why. The Ksav Sofer says a person who has simcha shel mitzvah is a person who realizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person who lives with emunah b'tochen, recognizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that person has the life that you're supposed to live. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'kein l'var alocha. To succeed in learning, you could only succeed through simcha. Amar Rav v'kein l'chalem toiv. If you go to sleep in happy state of mind, you will have good dreams. Eini, V'amar avgidol merav kol tamach chacham shiyoshu fnei rabbi. A tamach chacham who sits in front of his rebbe ve'ein svasav noik v'ismar. And he's not sitting there in dread. Tikavena, he's going to get burnt in Gehenna. Shnem sois of the shanim noik v'ismar oivir. El mar oivir el mar oivir. Al tikri shashanim el shashanim. That when you're learning, you have to be in fear. Says the Gemara Lokasha. Haber Rebbe. The Rebbe should be besimcha. Haber Talmud. The Talmidim have to sit beyira. Vibay say mahava haber Rebbe. Lokasha. Behar mekamed the liftach. Before you begin the shir, you should be besimcha. Halabas the basach. Once you start the shir, you should be with the full yira shemayim. Kehad the Rebbe. Mekamed the pasachul rabbanon. Before he began the shir, Amar Mirsa the bechusoy. He said something humorous. Obatchi rabbanon. And the Talmidim would laugh. Then they sat down with tremendous Yerushalayim or Pasuk B'Shat and they started the Shir. Vaf Sefer Mishlei, says the Gemara Bikush Lignus. They wanted to put away the Sefer Mishlei. For there too, how you dvar v'soysim zeh, the words were self-contradictory. Umnei maloi gonzua, amri. Sefer Kehelis, just like by Sefer Kehelis, lav aininon v'ashkechinon tama, we studied it and were able to reconcile. Hachnami le'einon. So says the Gemara, ma, what were the contradiction? Ksiv, altan ksil ki valtoi. Don't answer a fool. Ksiv anek ksil ki valtoi. Do answer him. Says the Gemara Lokasha. Ha b'divrei Torah, ha b'mil d'alma. When it comes to divrei Torah, we have to worry about the kavod haTorah. And since we have to worry about the kavod haTorah, we have to defend the Torah. Other factors, we don't have to pay attention to. Ki ha. And the Gemara says a story. There was somebody who came in front of Rebbe. Amale, ishtecha ishti, your wife is my wife. Benecha bana, your children are my children. Amale, ritzayin shetishta kashayin. So he said to him, do you want to drink a cup of wine? Shasu ubaka. He drank it and it immediately burst for punishment for being a mechutzif. Who does the kamei derabchi? Amale, imcha ishti, your mother is my wife. Ata bni. Amale, ritzayin shetishta kashayin. Shasu ubaka. Amale. Rav Chia, a hanalet slusa l'Rebbe. Rebbe's davening helped him to loy l'shav yibnei mazeri. That people shouldn't say that his children are chas v'shol mamzerim. That Rebbe kav a matzli omar. Yirotza f'necha Hashem l'keinu shetetzlein ayoy me'azay ponim or me'azas ponim. He always used to daven to Hashem that Hashem should save me from azay ponim and azas ponim. So what does it mean? Means that the Maral explains he shouldn't have to deal with an individual Aziz Ponim, we shouldn't have to deal with a group of Aziz Ponim. We said, by Divrei Torah, we have to respond to the fools. What does that mean? Ma'ihi. Ki hada yasur av gamliel v'kadarish. Asida isha teil b'chol yoyim. Women will have children every day. Shenema hara shall conceive v'yiladis yachtam and shall also have children. Ligalav l'asa talmud oma en kol chadish tachas ha-shemesh. Hashem, everything Hashem created is here from the beginning of the world. Where do we have such a phenomena that the children born every day? Amalei, so Gamaliel said, "Barerech v'gamlos v'olam hazeh." I'll show you. Nafak achvei tarnagels. He showed him a hen that hens have new chicks every day. V'suya yasar Gamaliel v'kadarish. Asidin ilanish shemaitzim peres b'chol yoyim. The trees will give fruit every day. Shnem v'nosa onav osa peri. Ma on b'chol yoyim. Just like there are new branches every day, af pri b'chol yoyim. So too will there be fruit every day. Ligal of isa talmud omav k'siv enkel chadish tachas shemesh. And where do we see such an experience that every day there should be new fruits? Amalei barech v'tegmos b'olam hazeh. Nochva achvei tzlaf. He showed him the caper bush that brings forth new fruits on a regular basis. V'su Yosef Ragamli Vakadarish. A seed that's a soul, Shataitzi Gluskos Klimelis. It's a soul will produce bread and clothing. Shinema ye passes pisas barba arits. Ligal of Ursatamvam enkel chodish tachs a shemish. Omele barech vermosmalam haza. Nofak achle kemena pitrius. He showed him truffles and mushrooms that come out every day. Va Klimelis never bakaira. Regarding the clothing, there was a new tree that came out, a new palm tree that came out just that day.